It's from a photo, actually. It's from a photo. My dad gave me a newspaper clipping, and it's from an event that was held at the Museum of Anthropology, where they had brought in a log that I think they were going to do a totem pole with, or I'm not sure, but they'd asked my dad to come down and bless the log, which is like basically, you know, give gratitude for the tree that gave its life for the project, and, you know, pray that the project goes forward with good intentions, and that the sacrifice that that tree made was, you know, not in vain, and that it would be used in a good way. And so it's based off a photo, but the print is more about, I guess, a generational thing. Like, I feel like my father's generation fought really hard to reverse a lot of the stigma and shame that was put on them through the residential school system. And I think about, you know, my father as a little boy, and when he was a little boy, like, no one was allowed to practice our culture openly or speak our language in the schools that they were at. And it's incredible for me to think about where he came from, and all the people that are of that generation coming from these schools where they were, you know, shamed and ridiculed, and they tried so hard to, you know, get them to shrug off our culture. And yet somehow through the period of their life, by the time that they were adults, they had started practicing the potlatches again and bringing back the songs and practicing our culture. And I feel so lucky to be raised in a generation where, I mean, sure, racism still exists, and there's a long way to go, but I never had to experience those things, like the legacy that they left us in terms of the healing that they did during their lifetime offered us such a different experience. And we were raised with parents that, well, for most of us, that are proud of who we are and proud to be Native, even though, you know, we may have had our own struggles during our lives trying to come to terms with who we are and what does that mean, and but certainly not the same as our parents. But it also is like this really difficult position where we've been born into this culture, this wider, you know, society that is of complete opposite values to the values that I feel are being passed down from my father's generation. So all the things that I believe to be true and believe to be right and just are the complete opposite of the way that the broader society lives our lives. And just what that feels like to our generation, I think that's what that piece was about. And so there's me, it's from a photo, and I guess it had started to rain when they were doing this log blessing ceremony. And there's this little photo of me, and I didn't include it in the print, but I'm like holding this little Barbie doll. And I just found shelter underneath my dad's shawl as they were doing the ceremony. I find it like really inspiring to hear our elders when they share stories about, you know, what they have been through, experienced as children. And even though, you know, it's a horrible things that I would never wish on anyone, I just find it so amazing to see how far they've come from that and the people that they are today. I mean, it gives me insight. I appreciate it because it also shows us, you know, why some things are still unhealthy in certain ways, or, you know, why people might have problems, you know, living the most loving and respectful lives, and why they're still on their healing journeys too, right? But just imagining how far they've come inspires me as a young person in the community to want to take it that much farther.